Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com, where you can click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. In addition to that, while you're there, check out all the great articles and podcasts, which are updated daily. Our entire archive podcast is up over at AmericaOutLoud.com, so be sure to go check that out, and we really appreciate it if you share those articles and podcasts on social media, because we face the same social media censorship that so many of you are facing. So if you could give us a share, we really appreciate that. Well, Rob, it feels good to be back after missing last week with an unfortunate eye injury I suffered at work. I was down for a couple of days in pain, and then finally they got it washed and flushed. I had a big cornea abrasion on my eye. Man, it could be really debilitating to have an eye injury. You don't really expect it, but if you can't open your eye, you can't see, and then it leaves problems with trying to keep your other eye open. So I don't know. It was just a mess. I'm glad it's over, and it feels good to be back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and it's a holiday, Juneteenth. For those of you who did not know, you could go back in the archives last year and look at our episode with Jeff Dorick and see what he had to say about Juneteenth when it officially became a holiday. I told you last year, Rob, I was not in favor of this actually becoming a holiday. I just think it's pandering for the sake of pandering. It became a discussion after the riots in 2020, so I did not like to reward anybody for that kind of behavior, and it kind of feels like that's what Juneteenth was. It was just placating people who were very vicious and demanding at the time of more rights for Black people, even though there's already certainly plenty of them. But anyways, Rob, how are you doing tonight? And what are your thoughts on Juneteenth?
Well, first of all, Andrew, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in on Juneteenth holiday episode of America Out Loud and After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Glad to have you back. While you were out, I tried my best to hold down the fort, always missing having you on the other side of the microphone. We started out with Chris Tremogli, who co-hosted one night. Then we moved on to Heather Robinson and to BB Diamond. And I got to say, Andrew, I know that you listened to those shows. They were all powerful shows.
Indeed.
And of course, no one could replace you, but
of course not.
Absolutely not. They were wishing you well, you know, with your eye episode. And you're right. When you mess around with your eyes, people don't realize it. You kind of take it for granted, but man, you know, you mess around with it, then having to have a patch on one eye and you're trying to see the other eye. It's like, whoa. But I got to say, for a moment there, I was wondering, I'm like, wait a minute. Now, he's not pulling a Fratchy, a Dr. Fraud, is he? He's like gotten COVID, because you know that Dr. Fratchy Fraud, who came out and said, if you take the COVID vaccine, you won't get the shot. Biden even said the same thing. If you take our vaccine and not take one or two, take four and you won't get the COVID. Really? So what happened to Dr. Fauci? He's been pushing this thing since I don't know when. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. If you have an underlying condition, Fauci has one called diabetes, you should take the vaccine. It's just unfortunate that the vaccine didn't help his diabetes and his penchant for liking all this attention. You know, I kind of think that Biden might have had COVID at one point, Andrew. They're just not telling us, because they will lie and cheat, the same way they're lying about everything else in the economy. You can't trust these guys. You can't trust them at all.
I mean, he definitely has something.
Yeah, well, other than the fact that he has dementia, probably the early stage of Alzheimer's, but they won't tell us. We know that Jill Biden and Susan Rice, are probably running things, because his chief of staff, Khan, whoever he is, he's not doing anything. He's just a complete failure. But Biden came out the other day and he said that this is the first time that Juneteenth is being celebrated in the White House. He also came out and said that Pride is back. I'm like, what? Now, I know how you felt about Juneteenth when we had Jeff Dornick on the show. And when you look at it, Trump brought this up center stage. Never mind the fact that Barack Obama served two terms Never once mentioned anything about Juneteenth, and if he did, he did it passingly. Never had a huge celebration, whereas Trump did, he recognized it, that there were those on the outside, on the fringes, Black Lives Matter and Antifa, that were threatening any Black person to go to the White House to celebrate it with Trump, because that's how they roll. The same way they're rolling and trying to intimidate and influence the decision of the Supreme Court justices on abortion. Go figure. Right. There's your insurrection right there.
And I might sound ignorant here, but I had never heard of Juneteenth until Donald Trump decided to do a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma on the same day a couple of years ago. As you said, the left made a huge stink out of it, like, oh, this is disrespectful that Donald Trump is going to do a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Juneteenth. And that's pretty much the first time I'd ever even heard of it. Seemed like it was politically convenient for them to bring it up. And it kind of just got bigger and bigger, and the groundswell for it to become a holiday expanded.
Well, you're not the only person, Andrew, who hadn't heard of it. I'm a Black guy, and I hadn't heard of it either. I heard of it sparingly. Never studied it in school, grammar school, middle school, high school, college, nothing. And who's to blame? Well, let's just blame the Democrats and troll all the education. But now they saw they can make inroads into getting Black votes by saying, oh, let's celebrate it. But Trump beat them to it. Because as you said, he went to Oklahoma, he was about to have a rally, and he was having a discussion with the Secret Service people. And this guy brought it up, and Trump started having a discussion with him. And Trump had asked some of his staffers, like, do you guys know about it? It's like, no, we'd heard about it. And the Secret Service guy just said, oh, well, this is what it means. And this is what it's about. Juneteenth, now a federal holiday in the United States, is commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. Now, African Americans, that's something that the woke liberals created, I think back in 1986 or something, telling Black people, don't be called Black people, be called African Americans. And of course, they went along with it. They're trying to do the same thing with Hispanics, be called Latinx. And the Hispanics are saying, no, we're not. Now you got the wokes like AOC who wants to use Latinx, but the others are saying, no, we're not. Just like Mara Flores, who just recently won in Texas along the borders in Texas, after Democrats had held that position for over 150 years, Hispanics are waking up. I wish I could say the same thing for Black people, but they're still holding on to all these promises that Democrats are promising them. But back to my story, I digress. So Oklahoma, Trump is speaking with a Black Secret Service guy. And he's just telling him, well, this is the reason why. He's like, wow, this is great. You know, I know at the time, a lot of people were pushing back saying, oh, no, let's not have that. Let's not make it a holiday. And as Jeff and I said, Trump should have immediately ran out and said, no, we're going to make this an official holiday. This is something that we should celebrate. This is important to our nation. This is important to the country. Barack Obama didn't think it was important after being in the White House for two terms. He didn't think it was important because he cannot identify with Black people. He can't identify with white people. He can't identify with anyone who isn't looking at this socialist agenda. So do we blame him? Do we fault him? So Trump said, hey, yeah, this is great. More people should know about it. Then the groundswell started, and the Democrats saw another opportunity to co-opt it. Oh, let's steal it from him. Whereas Republicans should have pushed this through and should have said, nope, we're going to do it because we are the party of Black people. I don't know about these African Americans, but you know, Andrew, I thought it was really funny the other day when someone was talking to Ron DeSantis, and they told him, they said, hey, Elon Musk saying that he's considering he might throw his support behind you if you run for president. And DeSantis said, oh, well, that's great. I would like for an African American to support me. I thought that was brilliant because I've been saying that all along. If anyone is an African American, it's Elon Musk, who was born in Africa and then came to America. So all these other folks, that are, oh, I'm African-American. It's like, where? Where are you African-American? And so many, your descendants are so far removed from that. Do you have white people running around saying, oh, I'm European-American. I'm Italian-American. Andrew, do you identify as being an Italian-American or just an American?
Just an American, even though I am proud of my Italian heritage.
Okay. The same with me. I'm an American. I am an American. You know, maybe my heritage goes way back, because I did the, not DNA and me, but the other one, Ancestry.com. And it was interesting to find out where my ancestors came from. But it is a combination of things from the Congo, from Zimbabwe, from Ireland, from Scotland. So all that combination is mixed in. But folks, oh, I'm African American. No, I'm an American. If you want to say black, that's fine. But again, that's something that the Democrats did. Got black people with Jesse Jackson. No, don't say that you're black. Say that you're African American. No one else is doing this. Black people are so gullible when it comes to things like this. Like I said, the Hispanics, they're pushing back. This election, I hope it is another groundswell. I'll take your word. And that they all vote Republican. Well, people will say, oh, don't identify with the party. Oh, well, you're identifying with the ideas, those conservative values and the conservative ideas. You can have Juneteenth all day long, but Juneteenth is not going to put food on the table. You have fake news CNN. Oh, they're doing a big special tonight about Juneteenth. They have people coming in that are singing. What are the entertainers going to do for the average black person who's facing high gas prices, baby food shortages?
Right.
What is that going to do? Well, that's just going to help black people to identify because black people are very loyal to brands. So that will help them to identify with the CNN brand, which is tied to the Democrat Party. Meanwhile, Hispanics, they'll look at it and say, yeah, okay, fine. We're going to stick with our family values, our core values, and all this other stuff that Joe is talking about, Latinx and pride. Well, you can have that because that's just identity politics. We're going to stick with the core values as to who we are, and rightfully so.
Yeah, well said, Robin. This just isn't in the black community. This is all communities in America, in my opinion. Anybody who voted for Joe Biden or is perhaps Biden's supporter should be embarrassed right now. I don't see anyone coming out and gleefully talking about their support for Joe Biden. I mean, it's a disaster. Everyone can see it. Anybody with a brain knows that things are going downhill in this country. So it will be interesting to see if they do back Joe Biden again after what we've seen him do to not just black families, but to families all across America. The cost of living has risen dramatically, and it's going to continue to go up. And only the elite are going to benefit from these Joe Biden policies that we've seen. And it's just going to cripple the lower class. And I really hope they wake up before the 2024 election, and it'll be too late if Joe Biden gets in office again.
Well, you're right, Andrew. It affects all people. But what he's counting on, unfortunately, is his huge voter bloc base, black people and women. I saw an article the other day by Joy Reid, and she pretty much was saying that this is all about black women and black women rules and black women this and black women that. Quite frankly, I just don't get it. Because when you start focusing on one group, as I said in one of our last week's shows, you are belittling, demonizing, and putting down another group, and hate begins to fester. So you're making another group a sitting duck because people will go after them. But Joy Reid doesn't care. She thinks this is grand. She and her idiots on PMS NBC. So they're hoping that, oh, let's just keep telling this to black women because we'll get their votes and they'll come out and they'll vote in droves for Joe Biden because they're in all these senior positions. Jean Karine Pierre, she's the White House press secretary, and she is the worst White House press secretary I have ever seen. Now, when they made the announcement, Andrew, that they were going to make her the White House press secretary, I thought, well, it's identity politics at best, but maybe she'll be okay. I mean, she's an okay speaker. Before she became part of the White House, she was always on PMSNBC and fake news CNN talking about racism and how Donald Trump is racist and he doesn't like her because she's an immigrant, she's black, and that she's a lesbian and all these other things, just made up whole cloth, just made up. And of course, you say things like this to feed to your base. So people looked at her and said, well, she speaks nice. So maybe we should believe her. She has never met Donald Trump. She's an immigrant. I doubt she knows anything about the country. I doubt she knows that he won an award, a civil rights award with Jesse Jackson and Rosa Parks, given to him by Al Sharpton. I doubt she knows any of the things that he had done for black people when he went to Florida and desegregated the golf houses there. She knows nothing about it, but the only thing she'll bring up is that, oh, well, remember his dad, Fred Trump. He didn't want black people moving into his buildings in the 60s and the 70s. Okay, that was Fred, not Donald Trump. And there were a lot of people on the Democrat Party who did that. Fred considered himself a Democrat. Go look at the records, okay? Let's just speak truth to power. But see, they will cover that up. So I doubt Jean knows anything about that. So here she is, Miss Hot Off the Press, press secretary, reading from a script every darn time she's at the podium, she's reading from a script. If you're going to be the first at anything, be good at it. Maybe she forgot that lesson that came from Black households. If you're going to be the first, you need to be good at it. This woman gets up every time reading from a script and she can't even read from that. She's stumbling and mumbling, just like Joe Biden. I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And that's the reason why he keeps people like her around, because he knows, oh, they'll stumble also. And then they'll just say, oh, well, you know, she's just having a day. Every day she's stumbling, she can't read from her script. They're asking her about the shortage of baby formula. And, oh, well, I don't think I have anything to report on that today. And let me look. And she's going through her pages. Andrew, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if she makes it till the end of the year. I mean, her timeline is ticking and she is not going to last long at that job that she is just not qualified for. She goes up there and she embarrasses herself. She embarrasses Joe Biden. And frankly, she embarrasses over 300 million Americans, because just to see someone in such a position be so incompetent, it's like, what is happening in our country? And that's what you've got a lot of over there in the Biden administration. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Rob and I did, and we are so happy we tried Healthy Cell. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. Come in a great-tasting gel pack you can squeeze into a drink, or just drink right out of the pack. Go to HealthyCell.com and check out the great products, and you can save 20% off with code OUTLOUD. We thank Healthy Cell for sponsoring America Out Loud and After Dark. Please go check it out and support them. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Lee.
Is a record player the best way to listen to music? Of course not. So why are you still taking vitamins that haven't been upgraded since the 1930s? Even if your vitamins aren't hard to swallow, it's time to upgrade to Healthy Cell's pill-free, patent-pending microgel supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. They taste great, convenient on the go, and they're more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
While many things we hear are lies, we know one thing is true. Viruses exist and people get sick. Look, there's no guaranteed way to keep from getting sick, but there is a way to reduce your chances. Cofix RX, the original povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray that you hear Dr. McCullough talking about, provides an additional, invisible layer of protection from colds, flu, coronaviruses, and more. Click the banner ad on AmericaOutLoud.com and use promo code OUTLOUD for 20% off. Stay protected with Cofix RX.
Surely if you can't find it here, you can't find it anywhere. We are the pulse and voice of everyday American thought. So you can listen in on our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Well, we're back, and I am back with my co-host, Andrew, and I'm glad to have him back after his issues with his eye that we spoke about in the first segment of the show. And man, I gotta say, when you first told me about that, I was like, man, what the heck happened? You know, to have a patch on your eyes, like, hey, send me a picture of it. Let me see what it looks like. And who did you tell me you look like? You said you looked like, was it a character? Was it Johnny Depp's character?
Snake Plissken, Kurt Russell's character in Battle of L.A. and of New York movies.
Man, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad. No, has the patch been removed from your eye?
Yep, it's actually pretty good now. The eye actually is one of the fastest healing things on your body, apparently. So
Really?
a few nights of pain and yeah, a couple nights of an eye patch, but now I'm feeling good to go.
Well, that's good. That's really good. Now, when we went to break, we're talking about the White House Press Secretary, Jean Pierre Carine, and I'm purposely screwing up her name. I'm purposely doing that. And if she's listening, it's probably driving her nuts. But we were saying, or you had said, Andrew, that you doubt she lasts very long. I doubt it also. We know that the old one, Ragamuffin, she's going to have a show on PMS NBC. Now, you know whose show I have not heard much about? Simone Sanders. Because she moved over after she quit the White House. She was working in the vice president's staff, Kamala Harris. She didn't get along, I think, with Kamala Harris. So they moved her. She had been promised, believe it or not, the job as a White House press secretary, but then they gave it to Jen Psaki, who is a, you know, she goes way back with the Clintons. So they gave it to her. And if you guys have been watching her, every day it seemed as if though her hair was getting redder and redder and redder. Like, what is she doing? Lay off the dye, lady, please. But she decided to leave. I guess she got tired of spinning for Joe Biden. No, I will say this. She was horrible at her job. She was very, I don't, she wasn't even come, I don't want to say she was combative because you can be combative in a professional sense. She was just horrible because she was openly lying. You knew she was lying. And I would be sitting in my seat sometimes saying, wait a minute, she's lying. And you would only have that Ducey kid challenging her, whereas you would have this pool of reporters just sitting there knowing that, wait a minute, she lied. He called her out. Why don't you guys do a follow-up question and say, no, Jen, actually, you did say that and you're lying. But they wouldn't. They would sit there and allow her to lie to the American people. Oh, these are supposed to be the reporters who, under the Constitution, says that they're supposed to check our public officials. But they wouldn't say anything. Nor O'Donnell, she would sit there completely silent. And there's another guy, can't I see his picture right now, I can't call his name, but would not say diddly squat. There was, however, a journalist from Africa News, who challenged her. And she didn't know how to handle him. So what they did is, well, we don't want it to make it seem as if though she's attacking a black man, although we don't care about black men, we're only concerned about black women, but yet and still he's black. So we don't want to be called out. So they pulled his press credentials. It's like, really? So anyway, Simone Sanders was promised a role. Jen Psaki got it. Simone Sanders left Kamala's little orbit because she felt that Kamala was a complete idiot, couldn't get along with her. So she decided to launch her own little thing at PMSNBC. It launched, I think, back in May. It was a failure. Her ratings were atrocious, worse than CNN's. I think her first guest was First Lady Jill Biden, and she felt that she could get Jill because they had worked together. Now, you would think she would have tried to have gotten Kamala Harris, but of course, they didn't get along. These two black women did not get along. Truth be told, from what I have heard from working in corporate America and other venues, women find it very difficult to work together. Oftentimes, they will say, when you're hiring, oh, you're going to hire a female or a man for this job. Well, you know, now, they don't want to talk about it, but that tension is there. Some will say, well, the tension is there because they don't have team sports in school like men do. Well, they have it now, but it's under threat because of Title IX and the Democrats wanting to allow boys to compete against them. They want to put boys in these roles. It's call them women. Leah Thomas. Go figure. And Democrats are supposed to be the party for women. We're looking out for your rights. I did a show with BB Diamond last week that they are a threat, the Democrats, to all minorities. And they make them sitting ducks. And they take away things that they have promised to them. Going back to my story, however. So you have here Simone Sanders going to PMSNBC. Jen Psaki is going. And then they have this Jean Pierre Carine or whatever. She's an immigrant and she's a lesbian. She's apparently dating someone on CNN, another lesbian. But that's neither here nor there. Just want to put that out there. So she's in this role, as horrible as she is. Behind the scenes, what they've done is that they've moved John Kirby, who's a spokesperson for the State Department. Now, he's really polished, and he can spin with the rest of the best of them, but he's good in what he says. So I would think, Andrew, that slowly but surely, they're going to move him into her role, because she's all flustered, that Jean Perret chick. She's all flustered. She's all over the map. And maybe she can go back to writing books about racism and who's racist and who's not and how they don't like her. Because I'm telling you, we don't need people like that up front. She's not an example for anyone. Constant complaining, constantly thinking someone's against her. Someone is after her. No one is after you. You just can't do your job. Maybe you're good. Maybe you're smart. But this job just isn't into you. And I wrote a book about that. Folks, go check it out, Amazon.com. That job just isn't into you. So she needs to think about that and just say, hey, this is not me. This is not for me. As opposed to thinking, well, I'm going to be there because I'm a Black woman and I'm an immigrant. And I'm a lesbian. They're not going to attack me. No, when you step on that step to the podium, we don't see that. We see a person we're trying to get information from. And if you can't give us that information, we're going to go after you and we're going to call you out. Thank you, Peter Ducey, for doing it. All the others won't do it because they're afraid that if they challenge her, she'll say, oh, they're challenging me. They don't like me because I'm a Black woman. I'm a Black lesbian woman. No, Andrew, I don't know if you saw the other day. She was on Don Lemon. I didn't watch the show. I just saw a clip. And he came out and he was asking her, he said, is the president, what did he say? Is he capable? Do you think he's capable of running again? Has he lost his mojo? I'm paraphrasing. And she was like, oh, Don, I can't believe you're asking me this. This is the president of the United States. What do you mean, Jean? You came out and you slandered Trump and said he was a racist. So why can't Don Lemon, a political hack commentator, ask you that question that all Americans should have answered? Why can't he? No, mind you, Don only did it, Andrew, because CNN is under a new ownership. And they've said that we're going to get rid of a lot of these political hacks that are spinning stories. Don is still a spinner. If Don were to leave CNN today, he would not be missed. But see, he's trying to save his job now. After 4 years of lying about Trump, after 4 years of lying about race issues, because if you recall, during the Freddie Gray and Michael Brown fiascos, he came out and said, Black boys need to pick their pants up. Black boys need to be more respectful. But then someone called him into the woodshed, spanked him on the butt, and not spanked him sexually, okay, if you catch what I'm saying. But they told him, look, you need to change your tune. So he changed his tune and started having a bromo romance on the air with Chris Cuomo, and that solidified him as a left-wing hack. Now, I've tried to tie all this in to paint this picture for you guys to see what's happening here, is that we have a bunch of losers that are out there under Joe Biden's world. Joe Biden, who's supposed to be the president for all the minorities and all these other people, and it's just lip service, that's all it is. So on this Juneteenth night, I am trying to explain it and open your eyes up to the lies that they're telling. And that's basically it. Lie after lie after lie, which is the reason why he is celebrating this whole Juneteenth and the hearings, Jan 6th. And Andrew, have you noticed that they now call it J6? They want to get sexy with it. It's J6. And Liz Cheney, she's coming out with J6. Like, okay, Liz, whatever. And we're going to prove what Trump did on J6. And I see different comments on Facebook, social media, where people say, oh, I didn't know that happened. Oh, my God, this is sad. Oh, are you guys watching this? Oh, this is horrible. Oh, and I'm thinking, yeah, but did you guys, you guys forgot about the spring, summer of 2020 and 2021, when American cities were under siege by rioters, by people burning down buildings like the police office in Minnesota. And just in case they forgot about that, Andrew, I want to refresh your memory to something even more recent. Look at what's happened with the Supreme Court, the judges. And Merrick Garland is doing absolutely nothing. He's saying that they're peacefully protesting. Merrick Garland, whom they wanted on the Supreme Court, he's not going to enforce statute 18 U.S.C. 1507, which says that it is against the law, it is illegal to protest outside of the home or the area of a judge, a juror, or an attorney with the hopes or the intent of changing their minds or intimidating them to change their minds on a court proceedings, a legal proceeding. Merrick Garland, Nancy Pelosi, we know, dragged her feet to put forth a bill that Biden had to sign to protect our judges, to give them private security. Now, mind you, after Jan 6, everybody on the Hill got their own private security, and you taxpayers are paying for it. But for the judges, hey, screw them. If they're not going to vote the way we want them to vote, fend for yourselves. And then finally,
AOC voted against it.
Finally, Andrew, Joe Biden decided to sign it. Now think about this. From when this decision was released, I think it was April, up until now, it's almost July. They didn't want to sign it because they were trying to intimidate the judges. Now just imagine, Andrew, just imagine had this been a situation that was affecting Black people. And this is affecting Black people because more abortions are being had by Black people. Abortion centers are in their neighborhoods. And again, just in case they don't remember this, look at all of the clinics, pro-life clinics that are being bombed. Wow. Being bombed by groups like Jane's Revenge, also known as an arm of Antifa. Ruth sent us. No one is saying anything about it. But we want to talk about Jan 6, and it was so horrible. Our democracy was hanging in the balance. Well, if it's hanging in the balance, it's because of the Democrats. But see, they'll go after everyone on the right. But on the left, oh, look the other way. Nancy Pelosi, she's showing up on RuPaul's drag queen show, Drag Hour. If you like drag, hey, to each his own, it is adult entertainment, not for children. But see, they want to make it for children because they're grooming them. Do you have pornography in schools? Well, right now they don't. But remember, there was a push to make porno mainstream. But it was too much for the Democrats' appetite. So let's do the drag deal. And let's talk about pride and all the colors. It's adult entertainment. It's identity. Your sexuality has nothing to do with you as an individual going to work. That's a private matter. You want to make it a public situation. But on this Juneteenth night, this is what Biden and company, Andrew, are celebrating. And they're trying to commingle all of this and have us to think, oh, we're the group that's going up for the cause and we're bringing this all out there because there were years that Trump didn't want it. No, those years were under the Obama administration, who couldn't have cared less for it. This is where we are with these lies. And you have people that are sitting back watching this and they're shaking their heads, they're in agreeance. I find it extremely insulting that you have these woke individuals pushing this down our throats. Just completely, they don't care what you think. And if you don't like it, they'll come after you. I mean, there's a law that they're pushing right now that if your child in grade school misgenders another child, that's sexual harassment. This is in the public schools. This is happening. And people are looking the other way. They're not saying anything about it. In fact, they're thinking that it's okay. We learned just the other day that they're looking at $10 million for research to put on the Census Bureau, are you gay, straight, or bi? What does it matter? What does it matter? Come 2022, November, I mean, we've got our work cut out for us because to roll back all this stuff and put it back up onto the ground where it belongs, because it should not be above. This does not identify us as a group of people. This is only America's doing. No other country is doing this. China isn't doing it. China has a horrible human rights abuse. Look at Saudi Arabia. Do you think Disney's going to push that wokeism there? Absolutely not. But they're going to push it here because they know they have a lot of woke nuts who won't say a damn thing about it, Andrew. And that's really unfortunate and sad.
Yeah, it really is. And we continue to see that and so much other perversion, particularly this month in June. We just saw an article about another Disney employee arrested because of child pornography on his computer. It feels like we see that all of the time. But you're tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, or Pandora. You can listen to us Monday through Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast on the America Out Loud iHeartRadio channel. Please like and subscribe. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day, yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Well, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter the body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Okay, folks, we are back, and again, we are glad to have you tuning in this wonderful Juneteenth night. Celebration of it, recognizing the when the slaves were emancipated from the Democrats, from their horrible rule, from the viciousness, a practice that had gone on for years. And something that I got to add to that, that we have to acknowledge and remember, is that slavery took place all over the world. And in some instances today, it's still going on, like in Saudi Arabia, in Iran, in China, and in Libya. And I mentioned China and Saudi Arabia because mainly China, you have the NBA, you have Disney, and a lot of these other woke companies like Apple that are doing business in China. And China has a horrible record for human rights abuses. So why are we doing business there? Why are we allowing China to control or a lot of what things that we should be making here, like antibiotics, furniture? Any little small gadgets made in China, you turn it over, made in China. Why are we doing that? And why are we allowing companies like Disney, the NBA, and Coca-Cola to push our social, culturally social agenda when they're not doing it in China? They're trying to push this whole gay movement on us. They're not doing it in China. They're trying to push the CRT on us. They're not doing it in China. We have nothing against our gay brothers and sisters. This is Pride Month. Okay, fine. You are who you are. One day, recognize it. Let's move on. It's an identity, not who you are as a person, as an individual, although some of you would like to make it that way. You look at Ron DeSantis and what he did with Disney. They said, okay, you guys want to push this craziness here? We're going to take away that little status that literally made them their own independent country in Florida. No one else had this. Epcot Center didn't have it. Orlando World didn't have it. So when I see people bitching, moaning, oh, this is reciprocity. You're trying to get back at them. No, he's making it an equal, fair playing ground, plain and simple. Because you've had some Republicans to push back on DeSantis and say, oh, this is not right. It's like, no, what he's doing is right. It's about capitalism. What they were doing, having this little protection, wasn't fair. Though some will say, no, the people, the citizens, they've got to pay for the water supply. They got to pay for this because Disney was doing it all themselves. Yeah, but Disney needs to recognize that they're not the United States of America. I've never gone to Disney. I doubt I will go since they're so woke. I mean, and a lot of these companies are waking up and realizing that, hey, we're on the wrong side of history. Look at Netflix. And rightfully so, they should suffer. You can't push this garbage down our throats every time you turn around. You got someone who's acting immorally, in essence. Keep your sexuality to yourself. But kudos to Ron DeSantis. And he came here, Andrew, a week or so ago, and he was going to speak at this sports complex, Chelsea Piers, and you had the usual suspects coming out. Oh, we're going to protest. Oh, they need to cancel. Oh, why is he speaking here? Well, he's speaking there because you guys can get out, march around in a parade half naked. Look at Christina Aguilera the other day, wearing a penis at a concert that was attended by children. No, what is that saying? Right. What does that have to do with pride?
And it wasn't even that. That was the worst part of it. The worst part was what they were doing with it on stage.
Oh, God.
Just completely disgusting.
Use your imagination what she was doing with the penis that she had strapped on. And kids were there. It's more like indoctrination, I think. And I happen to think she's a great singer. I mean, she went crazy one moment there with her album Dirty or something because she was trying to, you know, keep up with the other girls like Britney Spears and all these other people that were taking off their clothes. As opposed to just using their talent. You have a talent, your talent will speak for itself. But I guess she decided to go woke. But again, Andrew, I say hats off to Ron DeSantis. What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. Hats off to Ron DeSantis. He's doing a great job down there in Florida. And I think it's very interesting that Elon Musk has stepped up and said that he would probably support Ron DeSantis in 2024. And I have a feeling that's a question that's going to come up a lot between now and 2024. I hope that if President Trump decides to run again, Ron DeSantis will not run. But if President Trump doesn't run again, I think Ron DeSantis, it's his race to lose. I mean, he would be a clear-cut favorite to win the election. And you have to wonder if maybe Ron DeSantis is more electable than President Trump, sadly, at this point. I mean, we all know what happened to Trump in 2020. There was a lot of fraud involved. But there is that argument that President Trump is so polarizing. Maybe he does bring more Democrats to the polls to vote against him. Ron DeSantis is not quite as polarizing. He might get more votes from the middle and whatnot. And he does seem to endorse most of President Trump's America First policies. The only thing that gives me a little bit of pause is because we've seen what President Trump can do when he gets in office. He gets things done and he gets them done fast. So I know President Trump can do a good job as president. I think Ron DeSantis can, but it still remains to be seen. But I think it's very interesting that Elon Musk has came out and endorsed him. That's a huge endorsement. And it's going to be wild to see how things play out these next couple of years. As I know you want, Rob, you just hope that the Republicans pick a candidate, stick behind him, and we don't get a big mud fight in the 2024 election cycle. But I have a feeling that's inevitable regardless, because you've got guys like Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and others who really want to be president. So I don't see them stepping down and not running for president just because Ron DeSantis or President Trump are running, and they will be very much so more popular than people like Ted Cruz.
Well, we're going to have to do a show on that because you said a lot, and it deserves a show in itself to unpack all these individuals. And you're right. I don't want Republicans going at it at each other. I think it's ridiculous. You know, you stick with the issues. Don't try to attack your opponent so that when it's all said and done, you can come out clean and green and we can move forward. But these constant attacks, and then it's like, okay, let's make up. I don't like that. That's what people do in fraternities. They pledge. The person who's pledging you, they're mean to you, they do all these things, and then once it's over, you're supposed to step across the line and say, oh, we're brothers now. Nah, that's ridiculous. There's something sinister about that.
Yeah, sorry for anyone who might have been in a fraternity in college, but I just don't understand it. These seem like the stupidest people in the world to me. You just do all this stupid crap, get abused, so you can be friends with these people. I don't know. It just makes no sense. But I'm getting off track here.
No, that's good. Well, because I'm going to bring it back to that, because I myself had tried to pledge and I realized, I'm like, this is not for me. I don't like it. I don't want the abuse. I'm like, you're not going to abuse me. This makes no sense. And then we're friends. But like I said, this is similar to what we're doing with these political races. If I were to run for office, I would say, I'm not giving a debate. Why do I need a debate? Well, we want to see what you think about this and the other person. Okay, you go to my website. If you want that, interview me. I don't have to have someone else on the other side attacking me. But well, what about this? What about that? It makes no sense. I've heard about the great debates from way back when, but it really makes no sense. Compare and contrast. No, we don't need to sit there and argue. We don't need to do it. But again, we will do a complete show about that unto itself. But still speaking along those lines, look at Gavin Newsom. Some says that he's thinking about running for the presidency in 2024. After destroying California, do you actually think that there are people that are out there that will vote for him? Yes, there are.
Yeah.
There are people that will vote for him, Andrew. And now he's on Truth Social, as you told me. What for?
Yeah. And sadly, Democrats will see Joe Biden and even they can tell that he's probably got dementia and he's definitely seen better days. So if the Democrats trotted out a guy like Gavin Newsom, a lot of these ones that don't live in California and don't know what's been happening there, they'd be like, wow, look at this guy. He's good looking. He can speak. He's young. He's so many things that Joe Biden is not, but he's still a radical leftist, even more radical than Joe Biden. And unfortunately, I could see him garnering a lot of Democratic support in 2024. Lord knows that would be a disaster if somehow he did get into the White House. But Ron DeSantis is so popular. I don't see that happening. Or if President Trump as well, I think he would also beat Gavin Newsom in all likelihood. But as you were saying about him joining Truth Social, it's just kind of funny. You look at Gavin Newsom's few truths on the website. He gets about 75 retweets and there'll be about, 10,000 comments or something like that with people telling them to get off the platform and everything. It's kind of funny to me, but I actually think if more Democrats follow suit and join Truth, that would be the best thing for that app, because right now it's somewhat of an echo chamber where there's just mostly Trump supporters. So I think someone like Gavin Newsom, they might not even realize what they're doing, but a lot of Democrats will sign up to Truth Social to defend Gavin Newsom, which is just continues to grow the platform. So I actually think it's a good thing that Gavin Newsom showed up on Truth. It is pretty amusing that he's trying to go there and tell a website of majority conservatives that they are wrong and whatnot, and to see all the abuse he gets on there. But that's just free speech. And that's why we love America, is because people can say what they want to say. And that's how it should be on social media. If you've got some politician that you don't like post on there, you should be able to reply and tell them exactly what you think. So I do give him a little bit of credit for actually joining Truth Social. And I hope more Democrat politicians follow suit so we can get more discussion going on there. And it's not quite the echo chamber that it is, right?
Yeah, I agree with you, Andrew, what you're saying. He's there. When I heard about it, I'm like, hey, the more the merrier, because we do need a discussion. Twitter was designed for that, but then you had all these lefties deciding, oh, we don't want to hear from you. Oh, that's not fair. We want to shut them down, because they were afraid that what the right was saying, people were stopping and listening and saying, hey, this makes sense. I mean, you think about it. We got kicked off. Why? You look at some of our tweets and others have said, well, what did you guys do? What did you guys say? It's like nothing. I retweeted something that someone on the left had said that they were all celebrating. I just called the person out. I think it was Nancy Pelosi saying, hey, if she's going to consider this a riot, what about this? What about the people that were doing this? Okay. And we should all have our opinion as to whether or not Trump, the election was stolen. What's misinformation about that? I just don't get it. When you think about these people and misinformation, that's misinformation. Okay, misinformation for whom? Are you saying that we're not intelligent enough that we can't decipher the truth? And if you guys won the election fair and square, what do you care what someone else is saying? And you look at Gavin Newsom on Truth Social. I applaud him. I think DeSantis, I think he's on Twitter. He should keep tweeting on Twitter if that's what he wants to do. But again, these are social media platforms that we're told are meaningless, yet and still they have a huge pull that the left wants to shut people down. Now, I applaud him stepping into the lion's den and trying to make his case on Truth Social. Not that anyone would listen to what he has to say, because his records speak for itself. I'm a big proponent of actionable items. Look at what he has done in California. That speaks for itself. He has destroyed the state. He's destroyed it.
Do you think there's any credence to my point, though, when you look at Joe Biden and then you look at how different Gavin Newsom is just on the surface, that a lot of Democrat voters probably would be attracted to him right off the bat?
They would be attracted to him right off the bat because he's young. Some would say that he's good looking. And all of that, because there is no one else, because of his age, they would be attracted to him, to vote for him. Who else do the Democrats have running? Kamala Harris? She's not going to make it unless they're successful in playing the race card and the gender card. Pete Buttigieg, unless they're successful in playing up the gay card. Newsom would be neutral. He would be night and day to those guys. So he has probably done his little survey, done his focus group, and they would say, oh yeah, let's let him up there. He has a better chance than anyone else. So I could see that. That them looking at him and saying, yeah, let's vote for him. In my opinion, the guy's a disaster. It's embarrassing for him to even consider wanting to run. Should the Democrats even put him up? There's no one, they have no one else. Maybe a Joe Manchin. They could put Joe Manchin up and I could see, okay, yeah, this guy, yep, without a reasonable doubt, or Tulsi Gabbard. But Newsom? Who has destroyed his state? He will continue to destroy the country?
Yeah. And if you remember the last election, the Democrats realized it was late in the game, but they realized that Joe Biden was not a good candidate. And they were kind of freaking out, wanting to replace him there for a while. And you remember it was Andrew Cuomo who they were talking about, that Biden should step down, let Andrew Cuomo take his place and stuff like that. People were actually saying this kind of stuff. And then we all know what happened to Andrew Cuomo. His entire career went into the toilet in a matter of weeks. And he's pretty much out right now. It's kind of like the porn lawyer. But
I was going to bring him up. I was going to mention Michael Avenatti because they were on the media. They were all, oh, my God, he's the next coming. He's the Holy Ghost and he's going to do this. And he's smiling, knowing that he had a checkered past, knowing that he was a criminal. And now he's looking at 85 years in jail.
Right. And it almost looks obvious to me at this point that Gavin Newsom's going to get the Cuomo push from the Democrats coming up here in the next couple of years. I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of him on the national news, and he's going to be trying to make his name known, because even he's got to realize he got recalled in California. He is not that popular in his own state. I know there's a lot of Democrat voters who probably like him, and there's a lot of rumors of election fraud that helped him keep his spot in California. But I think he realizes he doesn't have his whole life to be governor of California. He wants to move on and do bigger things. And yeah, I think the Democrats will give him a push. I hope it's not successful, obviously, because I mean, this guy is just a disaster. He's a radical, as bad as Beto O'Rourke in a lot of cases.
He's horrible. He's a radical, but they have no other choice. Maybe Beto would try to run again. He's trying to run for governor of Texas. The guy, he's a complete loser. But like you said, Newsom, for Democrats, for their candidates, he's polished.
Yeah.
He's photogenic. And I can see them pushing him out there. There was a recall, but I'm sure that the media will say, well, we can couch that for him and say that these were the radical fringes that wanted to recall him. He's Nancy Pelosi's nephew, so that should help him out. And I want to add also, Nancy Pelosi, I'm hearing that she's been grooming Adam Schiff to be the next Speaker of the House. No, he had wanted to be the governor of California. He was looking at running, but I guess he did his little focus group, and it's like, oh, you're not too popular, you're not photogenic, so you need to stay put. These Democrats are a complete disaster.
Yeah.
Their thought process.
A blatant liar like Adam Schiff, they want to make Speaker of the House. The guy who promised he had proof of Russia collusion. We're still waiting for his proof. It's never came out. And the same guy who completely made up the conversation President Trump had with Zelensky. That still aggravates me that nothing was ever done about that. You should not just be able to fake a transcript and try and tell the American people this is what the president said, when in fact he did not say that. But that's what Adam Schiff did. He is just a scumbag.
He faked, he lied about it, should not be able to do it. I don't know if justice will ever be served. If John Durham could not prosecute successfully Michael Sussman, we know that Russia collusion was a complete lie. And they're still giving us Jan 6, the same players that are giving us Jan 6 with the same players with the Russia collusion. The media is not talking about it. And I'm sorry, Fox News is not doing a good job in calling out this BS. They're not doing a good job. They know that it's BS, but they're playing along with it and saying, yeah, but we got to present this. But you know that the Jan 6 hearings is one-sided. You should say that each and every time. I don't care how damning the what they're putting out there seems, you should say it's one-sided. Because when you're in a court of law, when someone is presenting their information, it looks damning. But when the other side comes up, you're like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. We didn't know this. But they're not doing it, Andrew.
Yeah, it's like a court case where you only hear one side of the case. It makes absolutely no sense. There should be equal time. President Trump or someone associated with him should have been allowed to bring up some legal counsel to dispute some of these points. But that's not what we're seeing, because this is a clear one-sided witch hunt. And the Democrats do not want the information that President Trump and people on his side have to come out. You see, CNN recently said that they will no longer use the term the big lie. And President Trump tweeted out, because the facts are coming out that there wasn't a lie. So we'll see what happens. And we appreciate you all for listening to After Dark with Rob and Andrew tonight instead of that Juneteenth concert over on CNN. I know you guys missed out. Rob and I missed out, but I don't think we're going to lose any sleep over it. I'm sure it was just a lot of pandering like we see from fake news CNN all the time. We're up at the end of the hour. Felt great to be back tonight. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, or wherever you stream, or go to AmericaOutLoud.com. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.